Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom time. I got this tweet, on Twitter. A guy DM'd me about a situation. It seems to be against mail-in balloting because Passover's coming up for people that are Orthodox. Montgomery County got the ballots out late. Now they'd have to use drop boxes. They may not be able to do that. I get all these things, but I have just presented to you. And Dan, how's that going with Doug Mastriano to get him on the show?
He have not heard back anything.
All right, give him one more try. Tell him, come on, Doug. Tell him I completely shut up. You'll do the interview. You'll just ask him why he's in favor of mail-in balloting. And today, Scott Perry, who headed up the Freedom Caucus, came out for it. Why? The only way to win. But I get the other part of this is the election integrity part. That's what people are concerned about. You can't wave a magic wand with these progressives and Democrats. So it's every day fighting these battles. And if you're not in to do that, then you're not going to win there either. You're not going to be satisfied. And we have Linda Kearns, a champion here on this. Let me play you a little bit of sound Linda provided for us. Then we'll go to Linda. First, here is the Seth Bluestein. Or Steen, who wanted to change yesterday at the Philadelphia Commissioners meeting. Now, you know, the Philadelphia Commissioners are a key here. This is the belly of the beast. And Dan, I think it's time to get Omar Sabir on. He came on before, the commissioner.
Yeah.
At least a deal. He came on once. That was it. She knows for life I bring up the Notary Public incident on national TV. And the guy said, that can't be true. And I said, check it out. It is. All right, here is the meeting yesterday, and he wants to change the word to be able to be in the room eyeballing the votes as they come in, the counting, as I understand it, from risk to genuine threat. In other words, they're trying to say, if anybody's at risk, like if I say Dan goes over there, uh-oh, he's a big guy, that's it, too risky, Dan can't see the votes being counted. Imagine if I'm there. Oh, my God. No. Anything could happen.
Mayhem. Bloviator, Dom Giordano.
Bloviator. The hot air alone might melt the ballots.
Yeah.
So the battle you're going to hear is over risk versus genuine threat. You have to be a genuine threat to be barred from seeing this. Listen to what he said.
I have a motion to amend your motion to adopt the 2024 primary election ballot canvas procedures. I believe the current language in footnote 2 relating to the denying of credential requests in the motion before the board is overly broad and undefined. I'm concerned that this language could result in qualified observers being denied their rights to observe the pre-canvas and canvas of ballots based on political motivations. I therefore move that the 2024 primary election ballot canvas procedures motion in footnote 2 be amended by striking the word risk and replacing it with the words genuine threat. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Makes a lot of sense. I'm going to bring Linda in, and we're going to play for her and for you Omar Sabir, who is the second in command, I think, over there among the commissioners. He's the other Democrat. Go make a speech about the assassination of Octavius Cato, and Martin Luther King Jr. and all, Dan, in response to having somebody there that can eyeball the voting. All right, let me bring Linda Kearns in. Linda is a Philadelphia election law attorney, represented Trump in 2020, RNC in 2022, now works for the Public Interest Legal Foundation, the only public interest law firm in the United States, 100% dedicated to election integrity. The point I try to make, and I'll let Linda make it here too, Dan, people think we're going to wave a magic wand with all this nonsense. You mean to say we have to have a fight over risk versus genuine threat? yeah, that's the real world. That's what's going to happen here. And if you're in it to win it in 2024, this is the type of thing we have to support in every way that we can to battle over this stuff so that we don't say another rigged election. All right, let's go to Linda here on Talk Radio 1210. Linda, thank you so much for providing the sound. It's both entertaining and illustrative of what we're up against here.
Hi, Tom. It's great to be on. And I do want to clarify, I the Public Interest Legal Foundation is a client, but I also represent the Republican National Committee and a lot of other election-related issues. So I'm out there on all the election issues. But yes, that meeting yesterday, I just couldn't believe it when Omar, who is now the chair, he's the top commissioner, launched into that speech. I thought I was in the Twilight Zone. And I have, once you play it, I have some comments as to what the motivation was for him making that speech.
Yeah, so let me just ask a question here, too, for listeners, though. Who is it that gets a credential to see the counting?
So, as with many parts of our election code, it's very vague. And Philadelphia tends to put out their directions a week before the election. So that's what they were voting on yesterday. And their directions basically say, pursuant to the election code, and in 2022 and 2020, they've been interpreting that as Philadelphia residents and or attorneys. But they haven't been clear on whether you need to be a Pennsylvania attorney or you could be an attorney from somewhere else. So, but it's basically restricted to Philadelphia residents, just like the poll watcher, the poll watchers. And that's why when I'm on your show, I continually tell your listeners, go to protectthevote.com, click on Pennsylvania and send us your name and information because we need watchers both in the polling places and at the canvas.
And at the canvas, one of our listeners would be able to be there and watch the counting of the vote?
Yes. Philadelphia has interpreted the law to indicate that each candidate, and so there's a bunch of candidates on the Philadelphia ballot, and Martina White's on the ballot, you know, there's a lot of candidates on the ballot, can have one watcher there, and the party can have three. So we schedule watchers to stand there and observe the counting. We still have a lot of issues about how close we can get. And again, we have to win elections to change a lot of that. But I still want our people in the room. And that's why I continue to recruit at protectthevote.com.
Exactly. How close can you be now?
Well, I'm not going to know until Tuesday morning at 7 a.m., unfortunately, because I asked them if I could have a tour. So I could be prepared, and radio silence. They just didn't respond. So I'm going to find out with everybody else at 7 a.m. when they open it up how close we can get.
God.
But I'm sure there's going to be gates up again.
And that would keep you what? I mean, can you see them or the gate? Is it transparent, Linda, or how does that work?
So generally there's about 10 rows of tables. So the gate is before the first row of tables. So if you stand at the gate, you can probably see what's going on at the first row, but you certainly can't see back to the 10th row of tables. Think of it like at least 10 car lengths, if not more, away. So I recognize that that's a big issue, Dom, but that's going to require a change to the election code. And I don't want to discourage anybody from voting because of this, because we can win if we have so many votes in there that all of this doesn't matter.
Okay, here is Omar Sabir, who's been on the show. So let's set the stage. Yesterday at the commissioners, the Republican commissioner, Bluestein, who has been on the show recently, says, well, why can't we change it to genuine threat here? You know, and I guess that would really have to be a high level to knock someone out. And here's Mr. Sabir's response to that.
Here in those seconds, we will proceed to vote. But before that, I would like to make a comment to read the exact footnote as it is. It says a credential request may be denied for individuals who pose a risk to board staff or board electoral processes. Octavius Caddo was assassinated on Election Day for organizing African Americans for the right to vote. Magra Evers was also assassinated. Martin Luther King. The list goes on and on. Had to pay. Some people used to have to pay poll taxes. Some people would lose their jobs. Some people would face violence. There was also lynchings as well. And the lynchings were so bad that sometimes they would leave the body in a town for up to a year. Citizens of that town or municipality would not have to see that body, the rotten body. And it's associated with racism. So these threats is our responsibility, I believe, as a board, for us to be able to deny individuals who want to deny elections. It's larger than a partisan issue. It's about democracy. And I applaud this board that we do approve this to protect our workers and to protect democracy.
So, Linda, you're an esteemed lawyer. I mean, somebody mainstream up and down the line, a writer, you founded various things in Philadelphia. You have to sit there as this gibberish comes out, saying that just about anybody in the world then is too risky to be brought in here if they deem it that way.
Right, Dom. Well, first of all, Octavius Cato was assassinated in 1871. Medgar
right.
Evers, who we also mentioned, was killed in 1963, and Martin Luther King, obviously, in 1968. And those are absolutely horrible. And in February, I was just at the Martin Luther King assassination site in Memphis. You can visit it. It's horrifying. They've preserved the hotel room where he was when he was killed. And all of that is absolutely horrifying. But if you notice, he then went on to say, it is our responsibility as a board to deny individuals who want to deny elections. What does that mean, deny elections? Well, here's my theory. Dom, during the pandemic, you talked a lot about the school boards and how the administration was coming out with saying that people who went to the school boards were considered domestic terrorists because they were threatening the school boards and they were trying to silence them. Well, I'm likening what happened there with what happened here. I think election officials don't want to be questioned. And how do they prevent being questioned? Well, they realize the public is paying attention. So let's turn it around on the public and threaten the public back and say, if you're going to question us, we're going to call you an election denier. And we're going to link into racism that occurred 50 years ago and then in one case 150 years ago. So I believe that this is just election officials trying to shut down people who legitimately want to either question elections or just see what's going on. And what has me incredibly aggravated is just yesterday, Al Schmidt tweeted out again, we are committed to transparency in our electoral process. The Secretary of State committed to transparency. Yet here in Philadelphia, they're saying that they're going to deny people credentials who want to deny elections, whatever that means. And, you know, I had a case last year where I was arguing to try to get more information on what they do in the election boards. And I said to the judge, I said, Judge, if somebody came down from Mars and read Al Schmidt's Twitter or any of the Twitter accounts of these people, they would think we're the most open process in the entire world, the way they're constantly talking about transparency. But when you peel back one layer, they don't want us to see what's going on. And it's unfortunate.
Well, absolutely. And Linda, one of your other great enterprises, Broad and Liberty, the best investigative guy. Well, I put him up there, TV side, with the Steve Keeley. But Todd Shepard is just the great journalist and investigator, has a piece up about this vote site that appears to be nonpartisan and state-related for information, and vote.pa.gov. But Josh Shapiro has said it's okay to use his name on this. And here, part of the thing is, as I understand it, to get information from people and then, like Zuckerbucks last time, send them information prodding them toward Democrat voting blocks.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and some of that is legal. Some of it is legal to present a website and allow people to register to vote through your website. So this goes back to us having to win elections to make sure this kind of stuff doesn't happen. And it goes back to, again, protectthevote.com. If you volunteer, and I have people in that room, I am hoping that the more people that I have and the more they know that we're watching, hopefully they'll realize that they can't get away with this.
Yeah, and I'm hoping what would come out of this too, and I know you would too, the other benefit is we have more of a sense, because of people like you, the organization, and our listeners out there, in election integrity. You know, we know there are always going to be difficulties, but people are not going to come away from this, whatever happens, believing the worst. If they do, it's going to be hard to continue with this.
Right, Tom. If they would just let us see. It's just that the more that they are not transparent, the more we question things.
Linda, what's next for your group? The primary is going to be kind of spring training to see how things work out.
Absolutely. So I hope everyone has returned their mail ballot. If you haven't, get it in before Tuesday. If not, appear and vote on Election Day. I have a lot of things in the fire, not everything I can talk about yet on the radio, Dom, but I promise you'll be the first that I tell once anything gets filed or once anything new comes out. But I just do encourage everyone to vote on Tuesday, and then please go to protectthevote.com. Tell us about your availability, and we'll get you started to for the election in November.
Absolutely. Linda, give us one more time where listeners should go.
Protectthevote.com, and you can follow me on my Twitter at Linda Kearns Law.
Linda, thank you so much, and thank you. As I said, it's illustrative of important stuff. Pretty entertaining, too, to think you have to be in a room and hearing, oh, my God, it's just hard to believe. Thanks, Linda.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks,
Dan. Well, Omar Sabir, Dan, is the number one guy now, not Lisa Dealey. Wow. I have to get him back on the show so I can find out about this. All right, 855-839-1210. You give me your reaction to that. Look, you can throw your hands up in all this and say, well, you know, they're just going to do it and all that. What I'm bringing you are people like Linda who are on the front lines and a national group doing this, to cut down, to push back as much as we can. If it really means everything to you, if you really believe this is election is as important for so many reasons, but you know, I might even do the top 100 reasons someday. You maybe give me the number one.
The top 100 reasons.
Yeah. You think thousands?
Well, I was going to say, 100 is going to be like a full hour.
Well, yeah, I think there are. I think it's, if they can hit me on social media. What's the number one reason this election is this important? All right. 855-839-1210. You know, I think that's a tough one. The absolute number one reason.
Democracy.
Yeah, democracy. And we're a constitutional republic, so we have to throw that one out. Yes. And 30 Kennedys in town today. Oh, man, I wish I could be out there covering them as they knock on the doors in North Philly. Oh, the Kennedys.
The Kennedys.
Who are the Kennedys again? All right, we'll play you Tory Kennedy coming up, who sounds like RFK Jr. The reason why she's here today and why her brother can't run for president, why this is spoiling everything for the Kennedys. It's disgraceful, etc. Dom Giordano Show. Don't forget the side question today. We are looking at National Columnist Day. So we broadened it to reporter, columnist, pundit of that sort. And Dan, I'm happy that some people put a noted columnist down that a
couple people on Twitter
has pretty good hair.
Yeah. Dom Giordano mentioned as a notable columnist.
Oh, there we go. Put that on the pedigree. Yes.
Yeah. A couple other friends of the show also mentioned Linda Kearns being one of them, a notable columnist. And also J.D. Mullane, who we haven't heard from in a while, has mentioned.
Yeah, that's, I don't know if he got the Damsker treatment out there in Bucks County. He's the all-time favorite. I wonder what Dr. Damsker's doing in the basement over there. Oh, my God. But these people in Bucks County, they said, give us abortions and you can do whatever the hell you want. That's all that we want to know. Who's going to give us more abortion? That's it. Everything else. And that's why these stupid Republicans in Arizona, Dan, are on my mind again. They have blocked repeal of the 1864 abortion ban. The House there. Three Republicans in competitive districts have joined Democrats to support the repeal, but those in uncompetitive districts are not. Now, you see, these clowns don't get the big picture. Arizona, apparently, you would expect, has, other than the population centers, some pretty red districts. So they're thinking, no.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm going to repeal the 1834 law. No one's going to do anything to me here. If this were a state that didn't matter, and there's only six or seven that do matter, I wouldn't bring it up. Arizona, though, is definitely winnable for Trump. Not a sure thing, but a very good shot there, I think. I think Georgia, I'm going to be surprised, and it's hard with all the twists and turns, if Trump doesn't win Georgia. Arizona, I'll be mildly surprised if he doesn't. But if they keep this up, it's not only the swing state of Arizona. This allows Democrats to say, see, this is what they want to do. They're just faking it. Trump is pretending he doesn't want a national abortion ban. Do I think Trump wants a national abortion ban? No, not in a million years do I think that. It's like Lindsey Graham. It's like a pest. Get him out. He's like a groundhog. Get him out of here. All right, A5, Dan, you had something I could tell
you.
Yeah,
no, just on the point of Arizona, I don't know. This popped up on Reddit, the conservative Reddit, yes, the other day, but some funkery in the voting situation out there, too, from the Secretary of State's website. Can I read you something?
Yeah, go ahead.
A person must be a U.S. citizen in order to register and vote. A person who submits valid proof of citizenship with his or her voter registration form is entitled to vote in all federal, state, county, and local elections in which he or she is eligible. Voter registration form otherwise must be sufficiently complete. A person is not required to submit proof of citizenship with the voter registration form, but failure to do so means a person will only be eligible to vote in federal elections. A federal-only voter will become eligible to vote a full ballot in all federal, state, and county and local elections if he or she later provides valid proof of citizenship.
All right, look, this is another Democrat shenanigan. We get it. And again, what I want you to know is Laura Trump's in charge of this side. We have Linda Kearns on. With these progressives, with these Democrats, you cannot wage a magic wand. You heard what she said. She'll be there at 7 o'clock in the morning when they open up the election thing and tell us about it. It's a fight. If you're not up for a fight, I get it. Some people, I don't know what life would be like without fights. I'll admit it. You know what I mean? I'm watching the Sixers game last night. Rose said, that's it. I'm coming down and shutting the TV off. The level of swearing had hit a level that, and it wasn't at referees, and it wasn't at the Heat.
So Tobias.
It was Tobias Harris. It was a couple of other players. It was at Embiid at different points. And if they had Maxie, lost last night, yeah, I mean, I don't get that way. I can watch the Eagles game, whatever. I don't get that way at all. I can watch a Phillies game, and I pretty much don't. But basketball is too personal.
Well, yeah. It's especially personal when Tobias Harris is missing shots that you yourself can make out there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, tag me in.
Throw some elbows there, yeah. Tobias, and get the layup in the basket after four tries.
Yeah. So there is a limit to this passion. Rose my barometer. So I admit it. It doesn't bother me at all, and we're going to beat them. But I want to win Pennsylvania. Not only because in the big picture, it will win the election. You know, Dan, when you play someone in football particularly, they put the picture of the guy in the locker you're going to line up against that week. I have a picture of Brasky.
They're the enemy.
I'm going to have like a mural of Josh Shapiro right in front of me every day in this studio. Could somebody do a mural? And that's what I'm looking at. It is, this guy is determined that no matter what happens, he's going to bludgeon us into submission here in Pennsylvania. And it'll be his ticket to be the odds-on favorite in 2028 for president. I know people can't believe that. Trust me. That's what's happening here. So he's actually got the cyber police out there. All right, speaking of that, coming up, this is amazing. Kevin Boyle, as far as we know, the representative in Northeast Philadelphia, is still on the loose.
Oh, wait, I need the theme for Kevin Boyle.
Yeah, let's have the theme for him. Yeah, Kevin Boyle is on the loose, and he's still able to vote. How's that possible? The police are hunting him. He's a fugitive. Local, the Inquirer isn't covering it now. The New York Post has picked up the story. They have a Boyle watch. Two Boyles out
there. So you're telling me this guy's still voting on votes?
Yes.
He's a fugitive from the law?
Yes. I'll give you the details on that of what the Democrats have cited. What are the Republicans prepared to do? There's got to be a law where you say, Republicans just say, no, under this guideline, we're not letting anything go on here. You're not doing anything. This is it. And is the media this hypocritical to get the Democrats over the finish line to have that bare majority in Harrisburg? They don't care that this guy's on the loose on a protection from abuse order at one of his wives or a wife or something like that. Second or third time with this. Where is he? Where is it likely Kevin Boyle
is? Has anybody checked P. Diddy's airplane?
Yeah, exactly. So where in the world is Kevin Boyle next? I'll give you the details on that. Tom Giordano Show, welcome in. 855-839-1210 is how you get in. So Dana Bash, I just saw this on CNN, played a new Biden ad called Shark. He's as sharp as a tack.
No.
Oh, by the way, no, Dan, can we go live? Just give me a little bit from Fox. The Kennedy family endorses Biden instead of RFK Jr.
He's endorsing the current president for his next run in a show of force against RFK Jr. What a moment this is, Jillian.
You know, it's notable too, Sandra, because RFK Jr. is running specifically, he says, because of President Biden's leadership. He finds a lot of gaps there that he says he is prepared to fill. A lot of folks, a lot of pollsters here in Washington have the distinct sense that this could be one of the best years for a third-party candidate since essentially
the 90s. Do you want the audio of the actual event?
Okay. Yeah, the actual event, yeah.
Yeah, let me fade that up for you. Sorry about that. Here you go.
4 more years! 4 more years! 4 more years!
I'll back it up to what you had to say. Here you go.
President Biden has said very movingly that his long career in public service was prompted by a speech my father, Robert Kennedy, gave in Indianapolis on April 4, 1968, the night Martin Luther King was murdered. 2 days later, along with my parents and siblings, I sat in the den of our home in Northern Virginia and watched in horror as Washington burned. Daddy left the room, and he got in his car. Maybe 15 minutes later, we were all still glued to the TV, and suddenly, Daddy was on the news. In the midst of the mayhem, trying to put out the flames of loss and pain,
I don't think it's possible for Kennedys to close their mouths.
In the wake of Dr. King's death.
Okay, there's a little bit. They're here en masse, several of them that have held office, etc. They are a family that, in the past got away with this, but due to just social media and enough people that have some voice, we know the true legacy of the Kennedys. But 30 of them here in town today to say, here is Kerry Kennedy, Dan. This is cut 17, in which he explains why they're endorsing Biden and not RFK Jr.
We're here in Philadelphia with my siblings and representing my first cousins, all of whom
with the exception of two, all who are legally able are supporting Joe Biden for reelection. And we're doing that because we feel that the stakes are so high. You know, you just showed that clip of Daddy in which he said, I cannot stand aside. And we cannot stand aside when we're up against a man who says he wants to be a dictator on day one, who says he's going to change the Constitution so he can go after his enemies, who's cozied up to dictators from Putin to Xi Jinping and Kim Il-sung. We need to stop this man. We need to stop Trump. And we need to elect Joe Biden, who has always stood with the middle class, who has brought us over 14 million new jobs, 800,000 manufacturing jobs, and who cares about the middle class and working class in America.
Yeah, just like the Kennedys do. That's what we've always heard with the Kennedys. How many years? It seems like 100. The middle class, Catholics. And all the rest. And they care about rights. Oh, yes, they cared about Martin Luther King Jr. Not. And whatever Richard Nixon did, just look at what he was up against. Just look at the armada of the Kennedys and what they were willing to do. Starting with Robert Kennedy, one of the worst, by all accounts, who was one of the principals with Joe McCarthy. We've all heard of Joe McCarthy. That's where he got his start. He was a hatchet man for him. And then on the line, that story's not apocryphal. He did it. Nixon sweated. So in the debates, he had guys in the boiler room turning up the boilers. I don't understand why Nixon wouldn't have more guys to stop it, but that's what you're up against with the Kennedys. And here they are again, 30 of them in town, telling us there will be no democracy if a third party candidate succeeds here. It's stunning. I don't think Robert Kennedy ever said the family's behind this. I haven't seen him making that statement at all. He just knows a good number of people don't like the choices here. And he represents something different, at least on paper. I know, you know, that's where I am here. And that's why he's running. But they don't like it because they know deep down how weak Biden is. I was just mentioning Dana Bash running this Biden ad called Sharp. And they have guys saying, oh, man, you know, you go near him and he is sharp. And she said, well, if you have to run the ad, think about that. You got to run the ad saying this guy's playing with a full deck. Right? Here is Biden yesterday, Dan. Boy, they're just rolling off today. I need more sheets here. There's so much stuff to get to before 3 o'clock. Here is Biden yesterday talking about Uncle Bozo or something and how the uncle, yeah, this is 5A, the uncle, oh, okay, 5B is better, okay, claims that D-Day was on a Sunday and that his Uncle Bozy was killed by cannibals, ultimately.
Back in when D-Day occurred, and on Sunday, the next day, my mother's four brothers all went down to the recruiting station and joined the military. Every one of them volunteered. And my uncle, they called him Ambrose Brozy, they called him Bozy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Uncle Bozy was a hell of an athlete. They tell me when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. And he got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Wait a minute.
And then my son volunteered to go to Iraq for a year, and he came back with stage 4 glioblastoma. And they gave, like many of you, risked your lives, and you know people who gave their lives to the country.
All right. So I don't know. You can be talking about cannibals anymore. There are obvious implications with that. So Uncle Bosie. Now, people say the story is untrue, but who cares? Man, Uncle Bosie now.
It's like a new strategy. The first cut you called for, it was earlier in the day. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
He parroted the same lie three times yesterday.
Yeah.
We called him Uncle Bosie. He was shot down. He was an Army Air Corps before there was an Air Force. Those single engine planes, reconnaissance flights.
This is out of tournament. It's like word for word, the same thing.
Volunteered because someone couldn't make it.
Wow. All right. Dame time with Dom coming up here, but a lot of people want to get in. I'm coming to you here on the side question. Hit us with that all time great columnist, real or fictional. We'd love to have that.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody said.
With Dom.
That's right, it's that time of the afternoon. Producer Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program. I must start it off with ahoy, mateys. We learned that might have been a phrase to answer the phone earlier in the week, but it also applies to our YouTube comment section today, Dom. YouTube.com/@12WPHT. We are always streaming live with video over there. And Dom, commenters are wondering whether or not you had a couple glasses of Chianti that caused you to curse like a sailor during the Sixers game last night.
No, it would have been... Look, I was foaming at the mouth. It wasn't the Chianti, thanks to Leslie. No, I don't need any of that. Basketball right now. Put me in, coach. I can hardly wait for the next game. It starts out okay. I tell myself it won't happen. And then when I feel myself in front of the TV set guarding the best player, Jimmy Buckets, on the other team, then I know I'm into the game.
Manglemush wonders, when you're off air, do you curse? Do you have a radio filter? Do you actually curse a lot or not? Because I don't hear you curse often.
No, but something like that, that's one of the few, you know, things. The latest progressive nonsense when they run, yeah, then it starts, yeah. Larry Krasner, yeah, there's some of that.
We've had a lot of back and forth with the squirrel that was gone by the time you got home. And
yes.
All right, good there.
Well, Chauncey was the guy. There actually
was Chauncey
that helped up. Now... the guy wants us to reset the cage. So there's a video we sent to Roe about resetting the cage. There's nothing in there. Shouldn't be hard to reset it, but here we go.
So also, Dom, I got a little personal news. Coming up on Saturday, 4:20,
yes.
It just happens to be me and Maisie's 10-year dating anniversary. And I've been going back and forth for a while. If you have a dating anniversary, now that you're married, do you still celebrate it? And are gifts expected by the wife on a dating anniversary? Dom, are you buying Ro anything for a 10-year, a monumental dating anniversary while married?
I'd say no, but there was a little caveat there with yours. You and Maisie went together for 8 years. Ro and I think it was 6 months or 7 months.
Ooh,
I have to calculate before we got married. Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, I knew it maybe...
What was the proposal like? Did you drop to a knee or...
No, I just said, of course we're getting married.
Oh, yeah. I didn't give her an option.
Ask Rose, she will text you and tell you that's a direct quote.
I love
it. You think they were getting me out of there at that point? No way.
And Dom, just a little comedic, some humor on your Thursday.
Yes.
This came across Reddit conservative, and it just gives a side of Donald Trump that we haven't seen for a long time. But this is him from a skit in SNL a little while back. But it just really shows the personality that this guy has that me and you often say we wish you would show more on the campaign trail, Dom.
Exactly.
Take a listen.
I'm here to fix the leak on your solid gold faucet.
Send them in.
This place looks like the Liberace Museum.
Hey, I'm the prince of this city. When you're in my office, you treat me with respect.
So there you have Daryl Hammond playing Donald Trump, talking with Donald Trump, who's playing a janitor who's coming to repair Donald Trump's office.
How was the hair?
Both hair's great, and they get into that, Dom. That's why I'm playing it. Take a listen.
Who did your decorating? Saddam Hussein?
He's making fun of himself here, Trump.
I love you know this is all very classy stuff. And that painting of the tiger and the woman... it's got me laid on numerous occasions.
I didn't know gay dudes liked tiger paintings.
Hey, you've crossed the line. I've killed people for less.
Looks like you killed a squirrel to me and put it right on top of your head.
You're one to talk. Your hair looks exactly like mine.
Yeah, except my hair's supposed to look like this. I'm a janitor.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
I didn't think his impression of Trump was that great there.
No? No,
no, I don't think Trump
is... A little
is...
nervous, though. You got to be nervous doing it to the guy's face.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. I don't think Trump is overwhelmingly hard to do. He's not one of the hardest impressions out there. But to do it on a level that's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit that you
I'd love
do.
To see more like self
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah.
humor like that. It's a great side of Trump that we don't see as often anymore because he's got to play so serious because the media comes after him all the time, but he does have this, you know, sense
right.
of humor that I wish would come out more often.
The greatest Trump thing I've seen at a rally that didn't have a downside, Dan, was when he was imitating Biden, and when Biden's getting off stage, why is he always going like this? Like he's ready to run off. He's going like that, like he's escaping from something.
YouTube.com/@TultonWPHD to see that great visual.
Yeah, can you imagine his handlers? They just say, it doesn't matter. Whatever part on the stage, just walk off either side, jump off the stage, do anything. Sit there and wait for Jill to come and get you. Why is he always making decisions about getting off the stage?
So true.
And when he walked into that Sheetz gas station, oh, my God. He's in Philadelphia now, so traffic's tied up. Just a little warning. Apparently, Dan, I think it should be started by now. See if we know what is he up to with a boys and girls a recreation center in North Philly. Oh, my goodness. You know what we're going to hear? Corn Pop. Let's hear Corn Pop today. Corn Pop was a band.
So I just tuned over to CNN to see if they might have an update on that time. Yeah. But instead, they're covering the countdown to midnight release of Taylor Swift's 11th album.
Oh,
CNN.
Like that's
hard-hitting news.
Needs. All right, coming up, we don't have any guests, right? We haven't gotten that state rep yet?
Nope, we haven't.
All right, we'll talk about Kevin Boyle, though, and what the New York Post says, since the Inquirer doesn't want to cover it. He's a fugitive from justice, allegedly. And yet, the Democrats in Harrisburg say they're taking his vote. They're in touch with him. They're aiding and abetting a fugitive. Who's doing that? How are they doing that? Well, you know, you want that or you want them to go poke holes in the roof again or something, I guess. Can you imagine for 3 months they couldn't fix the roof until they had the majority? How do Republicans play in that field? They got to play hardball a little bit more. What should they do? We're trying to get this one representative on who's got a bill there, Dan, that says you can't vote if you're a fugitive from justice. Can you imagine it's come to that with Democrats?
Why do we need a bill for that? It's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. And they like it. Oh, you know, Kevin Boyle, what's he doing out there? And Dan, if it were something else, but shouldn't Democrats, the party that cares about women, its violation of a protection from abuse order again, allegedly bothering the wife from before, and this is the second or third time this has gone on? Inquire? Nah, we're not interested. That's not a good story. All right, side question two. Hit us with that all-time columnist, reporter, real or fictional. I see some good ones here. It's going to be a contest. This is National Columnist Day. Big 2 o'clock hour coming up. And Dan just gave me this, a breaking news story. No, it is not the Nashville Manifesto. This is a student they stopped, thank God, in Maryland. Headline, student who wrote 129-page manifesto to shoot up the school, wanted to be famous. And Dan, I think the subheadline that's buried here a bit is the student was going to carry out the shooting. What's the connection to this, though? Well, I'll tell you what that's about coming up here. Wanted to be famous, a 129-page manifesto. Will that be revealed? We'll give you details on that, too, here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.